group of 40-year-olds. Other churches I went to had different personalities. I remember one in particular, which was a whole family meeting in a building. I got up to preach, and they started a family argument right in the middle of my sermon. I actually had to stop my sermon and shush them. I'm proud to say that I've never had to do that since. Finally, I found a church that I liked, and I ended up staying for 18 months. It met in a small town an hour's drive north of the college. The town had 50 residents, 25 of whom were members of the church. I guess you could say that at the time, we were the largest church per capita of any town in the world. The church building was a white wooden structure right in the center of town. The inside of the church was old and dusty. The hymnals were falling apart. The numbers on the attendance board were left over from at least 15 years earlier. The entire building consisted of a medium-sized room with wooden pews and a back room where you could have Sunday school or a children's ministry. Unfortunately, there were no children in the town, so we had no children's ministry. The people who attended this church were farmers or owners of small shops. All of them had been going to that church for a while and knew each other very well. When I started preaching there, I was the only one who did not know anyone. A couple of things made this first pastoral experience difficult for me. First, I was not used to preparing a sermon every week. Prior to this, I would be called maybe once or twice a month to preach at an area church. When I agreed to preach at this church, however, I had to come up with a sermon every single week, and as a full-time student, I couldn't always seem to get around to it. One Sunday, I didn't have a sermon, so I brought a commentary on the Gospel of John with me to church. This is funny, and a little shameful at the same time, but I got up and read half of the first chapter of the commentary to the congregation. What was even more amusing was that they didn't care. They thanked me afterward for informing them on the textual issues in John chapter 1. The second thing that made this ministry difficult was we did not have good music. I mean, I know that God loves it when His children praise Him, but I think God may have made an exception for our church. We had 25 people who had no idea how to hit a note. What was even funnier was that we didn't have anyone to play the piano, just a woman who had absolutely no idea what to do with it. She would sit down at the piano every Sunday morning and start banging her fingers on the keyboard. There was no rhyme or reason as to why she hit the notes that she did. No one ever put up a fuss about it, and everyone just kept on singing as if she was doing a brilliant job. For 18 months, I preached there Sunday after Sunday, performed hospital calls, visited people on their birthdays, and did so much more. One other thing that I kept on trying to do was convince my mother to come to church with me. Since I had become a Christian, she had not yet made a commitment to go to church with me, even though I had begged her. Getting Vera to come was definitely never going to happen, but finally my mother agreed to come. I was so excited. I was proud to preach before her and hoped the experience would be a step in moving her toward Jesus. I picked her up early the next Sunday morning, and we drove to the church together. When we walked up the old, creaky steps of the building and opened the door, I don't think any of the church members inside knew what to do. I had talked about my mom in my sermons, so they knew who the woman with me was and the fact that she was a lesbian, and now they just stared at her. Finally, a couple came over and greeted her pleasantly, but afterward, they walked away as fast as they could.